After 40 years in Western Alaska, salvager Dan McGone is selling his namesake diving and marine rescue business. But as KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, McGone will still be there to help when disaster strikes.
McGone says he's been kicking around the idea of selling for a long time. Then a new tide of Coast Guard vessel safety rules came along.
We're having so much trouble with the keeping up with the regulations.
McGone says he spent millions of dollars trying to get his response vessels up to code. In the meantime, more companies started to show up in Alaska to do salvage and rescue.
You have the competition, and then you have the increase in magnitude of the response needs, and the combination of those, I just couldn't ante up to that level. So that's the reason that I'm, merging with Resolve.
That's Resolve Marine Group. They're a salvage and oil spill response company based out of Fort Lauderdale. They worked on the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010, and they helped clean up New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. McGone won't say how much Resolve paid him, and Todd Duke, a project manager for Resolve who's been sent out to Unalaska, says the company's still working out the details of the acquisition.
Quite frankly, we are still developing our plan. We don't expect anything to change much.
Resolve has plenty of international salvage experience, but relatively little in Alaska. That's why they're keeping McGone in charge of the shop in Unalaska until the 61-year-old wants to retire. Beyond that, Duke says the biggest shift is in the maritime resources that will be staged here. Resolve has already sent a barge, a crane, and an ice-class anchor-handling rescue tug to join McGone's fleet in Unalaska.
We're making the area better because we brought some assets that are different than the assets that are currently here.
They'll be put to use over the next week when the Resolve crew joins McGone Marine in Dillingham to work on the salvage of the fishing vessel Lone Star. The vessel's been stuck at the bottom of the Agushik River for 2 months, but the Lone Star is a small job compared to the bulk freighters, ship fires, and large-scale oil spills that McGone's tackled over the years. For his new partner, though, it might be a good look at what Alaska has in store. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.